آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہوں آسمان میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہوں آسمان میں۔ دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں۔ دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں۔
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں۔ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد۔ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام پوزیشن، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سٹیٹس، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام رینک، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام مقام، who can ever make بیان of، who can ever describe، who can ever really explain. Therefore they say, if you want to know the rank and status and position of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، then ask اللہ تبارک و تعالی. And if you want to know about اللہ تبارک و تعالی and his معرفت and yaqeen in him and tawakkul in him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's glory, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's attributes, so then ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ask him, he will tell you about Allah ta'ala, and ask Allah ta'ala, he will tell you about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where can we understand what is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? At the most we can just say that just as the position of the sun in the skies, the sun in the sky, in the galaxy, in all the stars, amongst all the stars, the position of the sun, just like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever khubi, whatever brightness, whatever beautiful qualities and characteristics you find in all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you find in the entire creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all that you will find in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether it is the husn of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is Dame Musa, whether it is Dame Isa, or Yade Baida, whatever it may be, whether it is this mu'jizat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that with his dam, with his blowing, he should say, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and the person is to rise up. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hayat also, you will find some incidents of that kind. Whatever mu'jizat, whatever miracles, whatever was given to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you will find it in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the perfect human being that was ever born. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him as Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Wo Nabiyyo mein Rahmat laqab paane wala, Murade Ghareebo ki bar laane wala, Musibat mein Ghairo ke kaam aane wala, Wo apne paraye ka gham khaane wala. Where can we really sit and talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's attributes? So therefore, Hazrat says in this poetry, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawam Barakatuhi, my Shaykh and Murshid, Aap ka martaba is jahan mein, your position in this world is like how the sun is in the skies. Just like the sun in the skies, that is your position. We can't give any better explanation. The brightness of the sun, so that is all we can talk about. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. Because this poetry was composed in مدینہ شریف. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ، This is the city of Madina Sharif, jis se Islam phaila jahan mein. In Makkah Mukarramah, the Quranic ayat were revealed, the first verses were revealed, so many other verses were revealed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes through torture, persecution, so much of tests and trials, the whole history. Then he makes hijrat, comes to Madina Sharif. Consolidates there. The Muslims, now they find a kind of a markaz, a kind of a headquarters. And from there slowly Islam spreads through the world. First around Arabia and then it keeps on spreading. Fateh Makkah takes place and then other conquests that took place, all took place from Madina Sharif. Whether it was in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an or Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, or Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, after. So jis se Islam phaila jahan mein. People came to know about Islam in the world, they came to know it through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It spread from Madina Sharif. So therefore he says, Dost to ye hai shahr e Madina, jis se Islam phaila jahan mein.
آپکا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں گر نسل اعلی ہو زبان پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں
گر نسل علا ہو زبان پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, if a person does not believe in his رسالت, then there is no Islam, there is no deen in him. There are many people who say just the Quran Sharif is sufficient for us. So we ask them a simple question, if the Quran Sharif is sufficient for you, does not the Quran Sharif say that we must believe in Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Does it not say Muhammadur Rasulullah? We agree, we accept what you say, Quran Sharif is sufficient. But doesn't that same Quran Sharif say Ma Atakumur Rasul Fakhudhu Wa Ma Nahakum Anhu Fantahu? Whatever the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives you, then accept it. What he prevents you from, then stay away from it. And look at the number of other ayat in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being addressed. This very verse, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, is it not in the same Quran Sharif? So how are we going to make amal? How are we going to know how many rakats of namaz to make? How to make our Zuhur Salat and Isha Salat? And how much of zakat to give? And what are the regulations with regards to fasting? And what is the nisab of zakat? And how to make hajj? What are the arkan of hajj? How did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ask us to perform hajj? The Quran Sharif will say, Aqeemu salah wa atu zakah. Or it will say, Wa atimmu al-hajja lillah. So how are we going to do that hajj? How are we going to make that namaz? How are we going to give that zakat? So there is no way that a person can say just Quran Sharif is sufficient. Who is going to explain that Quran Sharif? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the practical demonstration of whatever is the Quran Sharif. He was a living example. As the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she stated very clearly that what was the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, say what is in the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in this poetry, says, agar nasalli ala hu zubaan par, kya asar hoga ahu fughame. One is this little explanation that I gave, that there has to be first belief in the Rasalat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that belief also must be in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now many of them, the Qadianis, they say, we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, but after him, Mirza Ghulam came as a prophet. And then they explain, Zulli Nubuwat and Buruzi Nubuwat and all those things, we're not going into the discussion. But they leave the door open for the coming of some other Nabi after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That means they don't believe in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whereas there are a large number of verses of the Quran Sharif discussing the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That Mirza Ghulam, the type of things that he did and said, but yet you will always find followers for anybody. When there are so many followers for Shaitan, then what about Mirza Ghulam? Shaitan himself got so much followers. Somebody said that how can people follow a person who speaks so much of nonsense? But what he has written about himself. So then how can people follow? I said, even you have so much of followers of Shaitan, then what about Mirza Ghulam? One place he even states, who was that who brought that wahi to him from Allah Ta'ala? Like how Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought wahi to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So this Mirza Ghulam Qadiani, he says he used to receive wahi also. And the name of that angel who brought the wahi was Tichi Tichi. That was the name of the angel that brought wahi to him. So I suppose he must have taken it from teacher, teacher. So that was the kind of teachy teachy brought wahi to him. But sometimes he's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, sometimes he's Isa, sometimes Musa, sometimes he's even Maryam. That's the kind of Nabi he was. But people believed in him. The British government had put him up to make such claims. Therefore he praised the British government. And he says, sometimes wahi even comes to me in English. Some of the things that we read, we just wonder that how they believed in him as a Nabi of Allah. And they're not stupid and foolish people only believed in him. Sir Zafrullah was judge of the High Court. In the United Nations, he was holding such a high position. He also believed in him. But of course then some said, no, he was not a prophet, but he was a mujaddid, he was a reformer, he was this, he was that. Can a person who claims to be nubuwat be considered to be a reformer? In any case, if you want to go in that direction, it will be another story. But here what we are told is that, garna salli ala hu zubaan par, kya asar hoga ahu fughame. Now that is one thing that we have to keep in mind. First, belief in his Rasalat, finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, amal on the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So if the person does not have love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, even it is dua in his ahu fugha, in his dua, in his pleading and crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he does not have durud sharif, because we are told to read durud sharif beginning in the end, first praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then read durud sharif, then at the end also have some durud sharif. So then what happens is that in between those two durud sharifs, whatever dua the person has made, it becomes maqbool. Allah ta'ala accepts it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kareem, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, is also kareem. So between the two kareems then, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we make durud sharif in the beginning and the end. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, agar nasalli ala hu zubaan par, kya asar hoga ahu fughame. If we do not have that kind of salat and salam in our lives, then what effect will even our ahu fugha and our crying and pleading before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have? Agar nasalli ala hu zubaan par, اثر ہوگا فغاں میں. And after that he says, وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے, وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ mentioned in the قرآن شریف, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. So where do we see the manifestation of that? Allah Ta'ala raised his remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We find it in everything. In the azan, he was ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then is ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. In kalima is la ilaha illallah, then we say you have to also believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then whether it is azan, whether it is iqama, whether it is our tashahud, durud and dua, which we read at the end of the namaz, in everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala included the remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after his remembrance. The person takes the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and straight away the remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes with it. And just as in the azan throughout the world, somewhere in the world namaz is taking place, somewhere in the world azan is being given. Because of the rotation of the earth, somewhere in the world, every second, every minute, azan is being given or namaz is being performed. Throughout the world. Somewhere the sun is setting, somewhere it is rising, somewhere it's fajr, somewhere it's isha, somewhere it's maghrib, and somewhere it's tahajjud time, different times, but people are making namaz all parts of the day and night. And then millions of people when they are reading Durood Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now because of our weakness and we haven't got that kind of quwa and strength, we are physically weak, so the mashayikh don't even recommend more than 1,000 or little bit of zikrullah. But there have been people who were reading 25,000 times a day Durood Sharif. 25,000 times a day, we will say, we have to start our whole day, we'll go in Durood Sharif. Because there's no barakat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them that kind of barakat, that 25,000 times. Kalima la ilaha illallah. Some people 25,000 times Durood Sharif. Allah ta'ala gave them that kind of barakat in their time. Let's see whoever is inside this program is on. So the barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them in their time. So they were able to read that much. Now imagine 25,000 times, not one person reading, so many different people reading. And 10,000, 5,000 was like just normal for people to read. So how much of remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ, aapka zikr hai do jahan mein, all over, amongst the angels the zikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everywhere remembers. What a Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to us. We haven't shown appreciation for his sacrifices. What sacrifices he made for us. We don't even know the maqam and status of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ask Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ask other Anbiya who were desirous of being the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Said if we can't be the Nabi of that ummat, we want to be ummatis of that Nabi.
آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں.
شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, آپ کا عشق ہو قلب جام. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے. If a person says, I've got real belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I really believe in tawheed, so then the condition of that belief of kamil tawheed, condition is that your ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your muhabbat has to be in the heart of that person. Aapka ishq ho qalbu jaan. Without that ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tawheed will not be kamil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells us that if you want to be the beloved of Allah, if you want Allah ta'ala to love you, then what condition does he make? فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will love you. So شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جام. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat will be in the heart of a person, and he will make it tiba. Because if he's got muhabbat, if he's got ishq, anyone who got ishq and muhabbat of someone, then the person wants to follow, the person wants to do everything pleasing to the beloved. Now when he's going to do that which is pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, meaning he's going to follow the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life, so he'll become the mehboob of Allah ta'ala. He'll become the mehboob of Allah ta'ala. So the shart e tawheed kamil yahi hai, aap ka ishq ho qalb o jaan. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin, aap ka martaba dono jahan mein. Where can any person ever understand? It's impossible. It's ghair mumkin. Impossible for a person to really, really know the status and the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Especially people like us, with our hearts clouded with sins and evil and disobedience, without any noor in that heart, how are we going to recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when we can't even recognize awliya of our time, when we can't even recognize the pious and the righteous ones? We have so much of doubts about them. So where are we going to recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Where are we going to recognize? We don't even have that ability to recognize the status of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'i. So therefore we will say that شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان. There must be real love and عشق in the heart of a person for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will also love that person. And just as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. One of the effects of those who have ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their hearts, one of the effects of that love, that ishq that is in their hearts, is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts their muhabbat into the hearts of the people. Because they will be obedient to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they will be pleasing to Allah ta'ala. So if they are pleasing to Allah ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I love so and so. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells the other angels, and it goes down until it comes on the earth. And Allah ta'ala puts that muhabbat into the hearts of the people. So that is a benefit. We don't have our ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that reason. We must have real, true ishq and muhabbat. We can talk on this just one thing till for hours and hours. If you want to go through this poetry, inshallah some other time for the explanation.
Yes. Aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho asma mein. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, वो भला जाए किस गुल सीता में, सबसे गुंबद पे जिसकी नजर हो, वो भला जाए किस गुल सीता में। नाम कैसा है प्यारा मोहम्मद, जिनके सदके में ईमान है जामे। नाम कैसा है प्यारा मोहम्मद, जिनके सदके में ईमान है जामे।
सब्ज गुंबद पर जिसकी नजर हो, वो भला जाए किस गुलसिता में। नाम है कैसा प्यारा मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, के सदके में ईमान है जाम। Whoever has his gaze on the green door, where is he in need of gardens after that? A person is in Madina Sharif, he is watching the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All the domes of the world are insignificant. All of us, we can have domes of our houses, we can have domes of our masajid, we can have domes, green domes over our shops and business houses and anywhere. You can put green domes anywhere you like, whether it's in our masjid or anywhere. But can those green domes be like the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Will angels from all around the world bring durood and salam upon the green domes of our masajid? In fact, sometimes it lessens that love and ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when we start putting such green domes. It's permissible, 100% jais. But if we start looking at our green domes with that respect as we have to look at the green dome of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak, so then it will lessen that azmat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Rauza Mubarak, we know exactly beneath that. We can take a billion qasams, as I always say. We can take those billion qasams in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and say that we are certain, 101% certain. In fact, 101%, we are still limiting it to 101. It means that unlimited percent. We are so certain, we can have doubt in many of our own things. But we cannot have a single doubt. We cannot have a little doubt. That definitely, most certainly, the most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatest after Allah ta'ala, the one in whose sadqa we received our iman and Islam, he is right beneath that green dome. Right beneath. We believe in the hayat that Allah ta'ala has given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that when we're standing there and reading salat and salam, is listening to us. So, sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, the person who is watching the green dome, at that time, how can he ever think of anything else? Can he be in need of gardens at that time to give him sukoon in his heart? Does that person who is looking at the green dome, but now he says, no, I'm not satisfied by looking at the green dome. My enjoyment in my heart is in my garden, which I had left behind at home, or the gardens of Kashmir. Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, wo bala jaye kis gulsita mein. To get that kind of tranquility in the heart, serenity and joy and happiness, there is no need for any other garden. The watching of the green dome is sufficient. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad. You say, how beautiful is this name, Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad. Jinke sadqe mein ima hai jaam. Had it not been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we would not have received any kind of iman and Islam in our lives. We do not know which church we would have been ringing bells, before which idol we would have been folding our hands, manufacturing them with our own hands, and then folding our hands before them. And don't think that we would not have done that, because people with great, great intelligence, prime ministers of India, so many of them, what were they? Even at present, how many people are in cabinets, in governments, and they believe in Trinity, they fold their hands before those idols. Allah Ta'ala saved us. It is His ihsan, His fazal, His kindness. Where would we have searched for Islam? Allah Ta'ala, His fazal, ihsan, caused us to be born in Muslim homes. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sadqa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ihsan upon us, His sacrifices that He made, that today we at least know what is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, who is our Creator, how must we worship Him, all that we have learned. In ke sadqe mein ima ijam hai.
Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, jinke sadqe mein ima hai jame. Aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. Ye hai faizan-e-noor-e-nubuwat, jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Ye hai faizan-e-noor-e-nubuwat, jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Kya kahun rafat-e-shaan-e-gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar-zabaan mein. Kya kahun rafat-e-shaan-e-gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar-zabaan mein.
Yeh hai faizan-e-noor-e-nubuwat, jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Kya kahun rafat-e-shaan-e-gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar-zabaan mein. It is a fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that with the noor of nubuwat, Islam spread throughout the world. It is a faizan of the noor of nubuwat. If it had not been for that noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, you would not have had Islam in the world. Even today, wherever a person is, if he is a person that is reciting the kalima, there is a link between him and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It just depends on his actions, on his deeds, on his a'mal, whether that link is strong or whether it is weak. But there is definitely a link, because he has already recited the kalima shahadat, so he has linked himself. There was one person, he was a Hindu, his name was Birbal. He was in the court of Akbar. Akbar was a king who had a mixture of all religions. Hindu, Islam, everything. It was a strange kind of religion that he was following, but he kept everybody happy. That was his system. But one day he got very worried. Somebody spoke about the darkness in the grave, and he got worried about darkness in the grave. So Birbal, seeing that now this, Birbal was a Hindu also, but he was in his court all the time, quite close to him. So when he got very worried about the darkness of the grave, so this Birbal, he told, he said, "O king, you don't have to worry, because you are a Muslim." Although he was Hindu, now he's telling him, "You are a Muslim, you don't have to worry about darkness in the grave." He asked him why. He said, "How many years did your prophet live on the surface of this earth?" He said, 63 years. In the 63 years, how many years was that after the Nubuwwat? After he received that, 23 years. So he said, in that 23 years, how much of Islam spread throughout the world? He says, plentiful. All over the world is, today is the barakat of that Islam has spread. So he said, that noor of that prophet of yours, if Islam could have spread so fast, even in his lifetime, Arabia and other places, and then in the time of his Khulafa, it spread even further, and after that, right throughout the world it went. So if your prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that 23 years, so much of his noor spread in the world, then how long is he now under the surface of the earth? Now, of course, we believe in hayat of a kind that only Allah Ta'ala knows, but the fact is that he passed away and they buried him. So he said, how long is he there now? So over 1400 years. So he said, in that 23 years, if so much of noor spread on the surface of the earth, so in 1400 years, how much of noor must have spread under the earth? So there's so much of that in your qabr also. So you've got nothing to worry. Say, we can worry, you mustn't worry. But the point that you mentioned was the noor of Nubuwwat. You say this noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever you see Islam, it is the effect of that noor of Nubuwwat. Then he says this, you talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, but just the dome, the green dome, the respect, the honor that Allah Ta'ala gave to it. He said, we can't even have that kind of language and vocab to describe the beauty and the honor that Allah Ta'ala gave to that green dome. Where can we describe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shan, status and position? In a nutshell, that is what it is. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala, we must ask Allah Ta'ala that he must give us the tawfiq, the himmat and the courage to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, because we will only be able to get something into our lives by obedience. Without obedience, we won't get anything. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. My Shaykh Hazrat Shah ki Maulana Akhtar Sahab Daud Barakatuh, he says, naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Follow the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It will take you to Jannat. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. You obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, follow his sunnat, it will connect you with Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tomorrow night is the 27th night. Tonight have a bit of rest. Prepare yourselves, condition the minds, fine tune it, to receive the maximum of the barakat and the rahmat of the 27th night. Doesn't mean we must be negligent tonight. Late night, get up, make some tahajjud, but have some rest, and tomorrow be prepared. There will be no after Zuhr program tomorrow. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal, and give us that ishq and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Bless us all with total forgiveness of all our sins. Beloved Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to the fasting in this Mubarak month, to the Tilawat, Zikr and Ibadat. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins. Fill our hearts with the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with obedience of yours and Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, your ihsan and your fazl and your kindness that you blessed us with Iman and with Islam. Reward Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in accordance with his status and position. Rewards from your side, my beloved Allah, for the sacrifices that he made, on account of which today we are the takers of the name of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are takers of your name. We have recognized you as our creator. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with barakat in our risk and sustenance. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship. of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of every person's individual problems. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Remove the suffering, the pain of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat around the globe. Make us all yours and become ours. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the corruption, mischief and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.